Hello and welcome to the Wednesday, April 30th, 2025 edition of the SANS Internet Storm Center's Stormcast. My name is Johannes Ulrich and today I'm recording from Jacksonville, Florida. Today I expanded a little bit on work that I already wrote about last Thursday's NETS attacks against SMS gateways and tools. Now, on Thursday, I talked particular about attacks against Teltonika networks, gateways. These are sort of standalone devices, more or less, that you can use to basically programmatically send SMS messages. But of course, that's actually not what most people are using to send SMS messages. Most people are using some kind of API. Twilio comes to mind sort of as one of the big ones offering these services, broadband.com and a couple of other companies like this. So I went through our logs today to see what other ways I see how attackers are trying to attack these types of SMS gateways. And well, no big surprise here. I saw a number of different techniques being used here. First of all, well, WordPress. I sort of stopped, of course, talking a little bit about WordPress vulnerabilities. There are just so many about the plugins in particular. And turns out there are dedicated plugins that allow you to send SMS messages from WordPress. And these plugins, of course, are attacked. What we are seeing here in our data is mostly attempts to fingerprint WordPress sites to check if they're running one of these plugins. And then it's assumed that once they find that a particular site has this plugin installed, they will then actually attempt to exploit it. Now, there's also a couple of little bit odd and broken scans here, like these, sort of WordPress scans. But notice that %%target %%, that's often left over when people sort of build these templates and then are not properly filling them in and dealing with them. But we also see plenty of scans for SMS API related configuration files, like these ENV files that are often used to store environment variables that then contain access credentials for a particular SMS service. Focusing a little bit here on Twilio, not because they're particularly vulnerable, but well, they're sort of the big one here, particular for smaller sites that are sending SMS messages. And that's why they sort of keep showing up here. We also do have a couple sort of unique tools, like this sms.py script, for example. I've seen this actually being scanned for quite a bit. And then sms_bomber.exe. That is a tool that's specifically designed to send SMS very quickly. It supports spreading them out across multiple different APIs and also across proxies. It comes actually with an interesting configuration file that has a list of various APIs it supports, including credentials for these respective APIs. Haven't tested them. I'm not sure if those credentials that they basically distribute via their Git repository are still valid. I doubt it. I consider them really more sort of sample credentials that, of course, you have then to replace with credentials that you stole somewhere else. Also, some proxy attempts. Then again, your SMS bomber does support the use of proxies. So we do have some scans of our honeypots where they're checking if our honeypot is a proxy that's able to then relay these requests to various SMS APIs. Overall, if you are sending SMS from your application, make sure you are protecting credentials. If these credentials get lost, first of all, you'll get stuck with a pretty substantial bill, probably. And then the number you're sending those texts from, well, that number could be marked as spam or fraudulent. So you pretty much, if this happens, have to use a new number, which of course now may be bad for a reputation and such if people already know that they expect messages from you from a particular number. Researchers from Oligo did find 23 different vulnerabilities in Apple's AirPlay. And now, before you panic here. These vulnerabilities have been fixed. If your system is up to date, you should be good. AirPlay, if you're not familiar with it, it's Apple's protocol to stream audio and video to devices within the local network. And that's sort of a little bit where the problem comes from. It's as a protocol designed to be used on the local network. And with that, well, lives in that illusion of having sort of a secure network environment. It does offer some authentication, but there is a substantial attack surface pre-authentication that protocol. And that's in part where the issue lies here in these vulnerability. The vulnerabilities sort of span the entire gamut from zero-click remote code execution all the way here to denial of service, where not all of the 23 vulnerabilities, in particular denial of service vulnerabilities, did get a CVE number from Apple. So we have less than 23 CVE numbers in case you're counting. But there are a couple of different types of attacks. So first of all, of course, the most severe one is the remote code execution attack. It does not require user interaction as long as you do allow all devices from the local network to connect to your system. The second one here is then an attack against speakers and receivers that support the AirPlay protocol. This is a vulnerability that's sort of inherent to the software development kit that is used to implement this protocol. And then we also do have vulnerabilities in CarPlay devices. They are exploitable also in some cases via Bluetooth and, yes, USB. But of course, that's probably the most difficult part here to actually exploit. One interesting part here is with the entire pairing process, in particular if Bluetooth is involved, there may be a PIN code displayed on the device, which may be the screen in your car. And it's, well, not unreasonable that someone being in close proximity to your car may be able to see that number and with that actually complete the authentication. Again, these vulnerabilities are patched. If you do want to take a look on your own Apple device in the AirDrop and handoff settings, that's sort of where you find them, you can just turn off the AirPlay receiver. And if you do leave it turned on, you have the option to either only allow the current user, that's sort of your most secure mode here, or then anyone on the same network or everyone. AirPlay itself is exposed on port 7000. Yeah, so you may want to review your AirPlay settings, at least, like I said, limit them to current user, maybe turn it off altogether. Personally, I hardly ever see a reason to sort of stream video audio to like a laptop or something like this. It's really more meant for systems like Apple TV, and that's, you know, usually not something that you're moving around much to untrusted networks. Well, and that's it again for today. Sorry for running a little bit longer today on the two individual stories. Hope you don't mind that too much. Well, if there's anything I should do different, if there's any story that I missed, please let me know. And that's it for today. Thanks for liking and recommending this podcast. Again, if you happen to be at the RSA conference, stop by at the SANS booth. And that's it. Talk to you again tomorrow. Bye.